Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. We are live on Rumble, live on Twitter. It is so good to be with all of you today. Thank you, Jesus. It is Friday. And because it's Friday, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get on the Shannon Joy Show. We're going a little freestyle today. I'm very lightly prepped. I have a few videos that I would like to share with you, which are super fun. And we also have an interview that I pre-recorded with an amazing guy. You guys have met Brett Miller. He is the CEO of Galileo. He is also a spokesperson for Connecta Mobile. And I've been telling you guys, I'm thrilled to be meeting a lot of the principals with the new advertisers that we're bringing on the Shannon Joy Show recently. I am amazed at the quality of these people, the quality of these companies. And we're going to talk about security a little bit with Brett. He is an expert in cybersecurity and communications. And fascinating conversation that I had with him. We're going to run that. It was a pre-recorded interview that I did earlier towards the end of the show. You do not want to miss that. But we also have some videos today. We're going to look at Donald Trump. The gloves are off. He is coming at RFK Jr. in a very interesting address, kind of setting the stage for 2024. We'll take a look at that. Our girl Naomi Wolf with Tucker Carlson yesterday absolutely smashed it. An unbelievable interview. I have a clip from that interview that I want to share with you that I think is just so important. And this perspective that she has in terms of moving forward in 2024 is incredibly important. The gravity of what happened to us in 2020 and 21 cannot be erased. It cannot be ignored. And she put that right on the table on a massive, massive platform with Tucker Carlson yesterday. I was cheering for her, and it was just an amazing, amazing exchange. We also have Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and a really interesting clip that was shared all over social media yesterday, utterly betraying conservatives, betraying Republicans. Once again, these rhinos, fake conservatives go to Washington, D.C. They talk a big game. They talk about their faith and their Judeo-Christian belief systems, and they go in and stab us in the back time and time again. Well, he was asked about that, and he explained what happens, how the sausage is made in Washington, D.C., in a pretty revealing clip that we're going to share a little bit later as well. We also have, this is interesting, Truth Social. You guys know that I did a couple deep dives on the finances of Truth Social. This is Donald Trump's and the Trump family's social media corporation. It's a shell corporation. It has a lot of different elements to it, but recent numbers have come out. The stock has recently tanked after profit and loss statements were released. I mean, absolutely tanked from $79 to like $30 in the course of a single month. This is something that we brought to you with some really great reporting in the fall of last year about Truth Social. Well, really interesting interaction on Fox News, which I thought was really revealing that we're going to look at a little bit later in the program as well. So whatever we get to today, again, it's Friday, it's freestyle. I want to chat with all of you on the live chat right here on Rumble. Of course, we're live on Rumble. We're live on Twitter. You can get the Shannon Joy Show at your leisure anytime on any of our podcast platforms. So iHeart, Pandora, you name it, we are there. Also, of course, we are broadcasting from the 50,000 watt blowtorch, News Radio WHAM 1180. It is the flagship AM radio station of the Shannon Joy Show, and we absolutely love them. We are expanding the platform of the Shannon Joy Show and the Shannon Joy Show Network very soon. A lot of deals in the works. Super excited to reveal those to you in the next couple weeks. Next week, another little bit of housekeeping. I will be traveling on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I am pre-recording some interviews, and I'm going to be able to maybe do a live show on location from wherever it is that I'm going. I'm not divulging that yet, but you guys will know next Thursday. Very exciting, exciting stuff happening at the Shannon Joy Show. But yeah, we are increasing and expanding the footprint of this show and the network and the reach, and it is so exciting. I could not do it without all of the support that I get from those of you who contribute individually at theshannonjoy.com and right here on Rumble, and also, of course, our amazing sponsors, Connect-A-Mobile, Field of Greens, and the amazing Colonial Metals Group, new sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, and we are so thankful to have them. Next week on Friday, I'm going to run an interview with Paul Stone. He is the CEO of Colonial Metals Group, and you guys are going to love him. One of the greatest blessings in the last few months of going independent, going rogue, independently producing this show. I'm able to make my own decisions and choose my own partners and advertisers, which I've been able to do in the past, but I have even more freedom now that I am self-producing thanks to the help from the Rumble Creators Studio. I couldn't do it without them. And it's just amazing as I'm getting to know some of the principals in these companies that are coming in and supporting the Shannon Joy Show. They're just amazing. And Paul Stone is one of them. And we've been having some conversations, and he mentioned the other day, like, how much he loved that I was arrested at a school board meeting for not wearing my mask correctly, letting it fall below my nose as I was standing up for the kids and trying to get the mask mandates lifted in New York State schools in 2021. And normally I'm kind of like cringing, you know, with these corporate sponsors. Like, I, just so you know, I'm a little bit of a rabble rouser, and I've been in trouble with the law, and, you know, arrested for protesting the masks. And he just came right out and said he loved it, that we needed more people like me out there standing up and speaking out for freedom and for liberty, and just really advocating during those dark days of 2020. And that just, I mean, my heart sung when I heard that, because, you know, these advertisers know who I am and they know what I stand for. And that's usually the kind of stuff that gets me in trouble. But now it just seems there are more and more people who appreciate that and understand the dark times that we live in right now. It has not abated. There hasn't been any justice, any retribution, any even acknowledgement of what was done to us, the atrocities that were committed in 2020 and 21. And that is a real problem, because they can turn that on at any moment. And we know that they're going for our dollar. They're going for our finances. They're going for the central banking digital currencies, and they're going to come for it hard. Post-election, I think that's when this is going to happen. I think we are going to have an election. It is going to happen. We might even have some debates. And so I think that whatever the outcome of the November 2024 election, whoever the winner is, they are going to be the ones that are going to be hit with the economic crisis. So we have about 7 months to prepare for that. And so you are going to be seeing a lot from people like Paul Stone and hearing a lot about Colonial Metals Group as we begin to prepare for that financial tsunami. So that's coming up next week. Also working with, I'm just absolutely honored, Dr. Shankara Chetty, an amazing African doctor who saved thousands. He treated tens of thousands of patients in his little village during COVID-19 with unconventional methods that were apparently not in line with the World Health Organization and health officials in Africa. He is now being persecuted. The persecution of medical doctors is not isolated to the United States of America and Canada. It is happening right now in Africa as we move forward closer to the World Health Organization vote on expanding their powers in global pandemics or global health emergencies that's happening in May. I did an unbelievable interview with Dr. Kat Lindley on that specific topic, which we're going to be talking about in the next couple weeks. The African nations were critical in smashing down Joe Biden's amendments in 2022, which would have granted the World Health Organization massive powers over sovereign nations and sovereign individuals. It was 47 African nations led by Botswana that took that down. Africa has been the epicenter of the global elites, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gavi, the World Health Organization, and massive, massive forced and coerced vaccination programs. So Africa knows very, very well about medical freedom and about the rights of individuals and individual sovereigns. I am thrilled to bring in the African contingency here, led off by Dr. Shankara Chetty. So he will be with us next week early on the Shannon Joy Show. Thrilled to work with him. Also, Dr. Asim Mohatra out of Great Britain is likely going to be with me next week. He is testifying in an amazing case, the very first case that is going to look at crimes against humanity. I believe it's in Finland. He put out a statement yesterday, and I was immediately on the phone with his agent. Let's get Dr. Asim Mohatra here. He is testifying. This is the first time in the world, I believe, that this type of case has come where they are looking at crimes against humanity committed by governments against the people. We're going to be talking to him next week. So we have big lineups coming on the Shannon Joy Show, a lot going down, but we're going to take a breather because it's Friday. As I mentioned, it's Freestyle Friday. You see it in the title of the show, lightly prepped and ready to go because Fridays are like a box of chocolates and you never know what you are going to get. So let's say hello to all of you on the live chat. You guys are amazing. I'm feeling, by the way, feeling much better. I know yesterday I was a little bit under the weather. It came in the form of a little sore throat. I think I picked it up in Myrtle with my daughter, Mimi. We had very little sleep the last night we were there. We didn't get in until 2 in the morning on Sunday night. Got about 4 hours of sleep, and that's usually when it hits me. So I had a little bit of a sore throat yesterday, but I rested up and took my vitamin C and my vitamin D and all the great stuff that I get from our friends over at the Wellness Company, and I'm feeling a lot better today. Still got a little tickle in the throat, but that's okay. So let's say hello to all of you. Vidana is with us today. She's also lightly prepped and ready to roll. Sometimes those are the best shows when you just don't know where you're going to go or what you're going to say, and it just kind of rolls. You never know what we're going to talk about. Oh my gosh, by the way, you guys, Trump's Surgeon General. It's not every Friday morning when Jerome Adams comes at you on Twitter. Yes, this happened this morning. I posted very innocuously a light mocking tweet about Jerome Adams, Trump's Surgeon General, who is at this moment in 2024, completely masked up in an airport and proud of it. He took a picture of himself and I don't know, I just made a little bit of fun of him. Well, Jerome Adams is now accusing me of shilling for the Biden campaign. This is hilarious. So I will let you know what went down with that in Jerome Adams, the former Surgeon General. But this is just an idea of what we're going to get if we go with one of the guys that was complicit in the locking down and the destruction of America in 2020 and 2021. Unfortunately, this came under two jurisdictions. One was a Republican, the other was a Democrat, Trump and Biden. This is why I don't want either of them for president in 2024 because they just don't deserve it, right? They were the authors of our demise. And so the idea that Trump's Surgeon General, just like Trump, doubling and tripling down on the masking and the lockdowns and the vaccination is astounding. Despite everything we know about the vaccines, everything we know about the skyrocketing mortality rate and fatality rate, not just in the US, but across the globe, when we know about what was done in hospitals across the country on those COVID floors, I mean, there is so much data, so much evidence, so many credible scientists and doctors, Malone and McCullough and Malhotra. We have Jay Bhattacharya and Martin Kulldorff and all of the statisticians and the data people and the scientists, you name it, they're all there. The data is all there, but still we have these two decrepit political parties with Biden at the helm of one and Trump at the helm of the other, and they are just locked in to everything they did to us in 2020. Mm-mm-mm. So that was really funny. We'll get to that in a minute. So let me say hello to all of you guys. You're amazing. Vedana is with us. Hammer O Justice is with us today. Of course, we have CJP Rumble. Studio 8424 is broadcasting the Shannon Joy Show from the Great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee 24/7. I love it. Good to see you. Studio 8424, we are lit up and ready to go. Hot Tamale 01. Ooh, I like that name, is with us. Good morning, everyone. You're a new face on the live chat. Love to see you. These live chatters are the best, the smartest, the most helpful, and the most supportive in the history of Rumble. You guys are amazing. Thank you for sharing this out. Please give us a thumbs up. Give us a like, a comment, and a share. That's how we grow the show. And Mama C 1996 is here with us today. Good morning. My mom, Merle, isn't with us on the live chat. I was hoping that she would be with us today because it's her birthday. So if she comes on, let's everyone wish my mama, the amazing Merle, a happy birthday. And everything that I do here, man, I got from my mom. She was one of the nurses in Rochester, New York, who stood up, refused to be vaccinated when they were forced vaccinating all the hospital workers here in New York State. My mother stood up with hundreds, if not thousands, of nurses and healthcare workers in our region right here in Rochester, New York. We protested outside of her hospital for 52 straight weeks. And Merle never gave in. She never gave up. In fact, she lost her job. She had been a beloved nurse, an angel, for 25 years at the hospital that she worked at, and they completely fired her. It was tragic. It was disgusting. But my mom stood up for what was right, and I am so thankful for her, and I love her more than anything in the world. Best mom in the world. Merle, I love you. Happy birthday. Zen woman, yes, 601 Elmwood Avenue. Those of you who were with me in those dark days, couldn't find a street corner that I wasn't on with a sign protesting everything that they were doing to us and the idea that we're being gaslit right now by both political parties as if it never happened is just not okay. So yes, happy birthday to my mother, Merle. She's amazing. So we have nautical Trump and Biden, the yin and the yang. Yeah. Two sides of the same coin and neither good for the United States of America. And that's pretty much my platform here as we move into 2024 election year. So let's get started with some of our videos. The first video, this is very silly, but I have to lead off with this one because this just made me happy. And there's a moral to the story. It made me laugh. And we're going to start off the show with a groundhog named Chunk that lives in Delaware. And believe me, there's a purpose to this video. He lives in Delaware, and the groundhog Chunk has been stealing vegetables and fruits from the farmer for many, many years. And this groundhog, though, takes the fruit and vegetables that he steals, and he goes right in front of the camera. They have a little security camera and eats it right in front of the farmer. And I just think that this is absolutely adorable. So this is my first video of the day. I told you, you never know what you're going to get on Fridays with me. This is Chunk the groundhog. Keep it here. Broccoli. He's got the broccoli. 4 years, Chunk the groundhog has been tormenting the farmer in Delaware. But I love that. I think it's so adorable. And, you know, what did I take from that? Be bold, right? Don't hide. If you believe in what you're doing, now Chunk has to eat, right? We're all just trying to get a nut in this world, right? We have rights. We have freedoms. And if you're going to go for it, you know what? Be bold. Do it right in front of the camera and let them know that you're there. And that was something that I decided in the dark days of 2020 when they brought out the masks and tried to tell us with a straight face that a filthy rag cloth over your face is going to protect you from an aerosolized airborne virus. I'm like, that's enough. That's it. I'm done. That's the line in the sand. I'm not crossing it. I'm not going there. And that was the beginning of, you know, my protest along with so many of you starting in really, I think the first protest that we had was in May of 2020 when we turned out and just raged against the lockdowns in every way imaginable in New York State. And so it was amazing to me, right? This is insane. But I decided then I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to cower. I'm not going to, you know, wear the mask in the grocery store when I'm telling my audience that it's worthless and it's fruitless. It's not going to do anything for you. And I just made that decision. I figured I was safer out on a limb in like full unadulterated truth than I was playing habsies, right? And you know, not telling the full truth. And so that's why I love that little video of Chunk the groundhog, because man, he's just owning it. He doesn't care. He's right up in that farmer's face. He's not afraid at all. And it just makes him all the more endearing. And it's actually a protection, right? How is that farmer in Delaware going to go after Chunk now that he's so adorable, eating his food every day right in front of the camera, right? Like, so let's all be like Chunk, okay? That's the Friday message. That's it. Show's over. Let's go. No, just kidding. So when I see Jerome Adams tweet out 16 hours ago on Twitter, fully masked with his KN95, proud of it, right? He is like full Monty. Here's the mask. Despite all of the data, all of the evidence that we have now that masks are absolutely worthless. It's like rice through a chain link fence. All right. That is the likelihood of a mask stopping the spread of an aerosolized or airborne virus. But no, Jerome Adams, Trump's Surgeon General, is doubling, tripling down on it. This is what he tweets out. The barista at Starbucks was wearing a surgical mask. Makes perfect sense, says Jerome Adams. She'd want to protect herself since she's exposed to hundreds of travelers a day. I always carry a new individually wrapped KN95 and gave her one. She was incredibly grateful. This is the Surgeon General. This is Trump's Surgeon General, right? Completely gaslighting, quadrupling down on the fake, false, ridiculous science. Once again, here we are again doing this. It is Groundhog Day, political hell. No offense, Chunk, but it is, right? So I just, you know, Jerome Adams doesn't follow me. He's super famous, whatever. So I simply tweet out that this is Trump's Surgeon General, right? With a facepalm emoji. And it's not from 2020. It's from 2024. OMG. That's my tweet. And I had to give a hat tip to Big Red Matt 1011 for alerting me to this, right? This is like 2024. And the Surgeon General is wearing a mask in the airport. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Okay. So I just think it's going to go out there. No one's going to care about this. But lo and behold, just a couple minutes later, Jerome Adams responds to my tweet and actually asks me, this is what he says in response. So you're riding with Biden, huh? So he accuses me of shilling in supporting Joe Biden because I'm mocking him for doubling and tripling down on the ridiculous face rags. And he goes on to say, and yes, it's 2024. Unfortunately, a lot of people who claim to support personal freedom and bodily autonomy in 2020 now don't want anyone exercising or expressing personal choices they disagree with in 2024. emoji, says Jerome Adams, right? Which is completely false. No, Jerome, I'm just mocking you. That's it. You have every right. And I responded to him, no, it's just insane, but go for it. You do you, boo. And I did respond like that. It's all about free speech. And if Jerome Adams wants to express himself politically by tripling and quadrupling down on the ridiculous face rags over his face as a political statement, then by all means, Jerome, go for it, okay? It's not science, though, and it's certainly not sane. And that was the exchange I had with Jerome Adams, Surgeon General of the United States of America, which is a first for me. So there you go. But yeah, this is the problem. This encapsulates my problem with anyone voting for or supporting Biden, who had a hand in locking us down and force jabbing us, and Trump, who also had a hand in locking us down and force jabbing us. To me, it's none of the above. So no, Jerome Adams, I am not shilling for Joe Biden, not in any way, shape, or form. But I will tell you, this does make me much more interested in RFK Jr. Because despite who he picked for his vice president and despite some of his slightly left-leaning political positions, there's one guy running for the presidency in 2024 that didn't lock us down, that didn't force mask us, that didn't force vaccinate us. And that guy just so happens to be RFK Jr. So now I'm reconsidering, right? That's where we are. So that was interesting. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to play just a little bit more in terms of my videos that I have for you. We might not get to all of them. I want to play Naomi because Naomi, this is a fantastic clip from Naomi's interaction with Tucker Carlson that really does set the stage. It reminds everyone of what was done to us in 2020, and we need to be reminded of this every single day. We cannot forget. And so we'll play that clip after the break, and then we're going to go to my very important discussion with Brett Miller, CEO of Galileo, in terms of cybersecurity and privacy. They're coming at us in every way, shape, or form, in terms of our privacy, not only the federal government and massive, massive corporations, but also dangerous people and hackers and even predators. We have a terrifying story right in my own backyard, Brighton, New York, that happened just a couple weeks ago, and it all has to do with the phones. Like, we have to be really, really careful with all of this. So when we come back, we're going to look at Naomi's interaction with Tucker Carlson, huge, huge opportunity for the medical freedom movement. I have my criticisms of Tucker Carlson from time to time, but he is platforming some of the most important truth tellers in the medical freedom movement. People like Dr. Pierre Corey, people like Steve Kirsch, people like Naomi Wolf. I can't wait to see Jeffrey Tucker on Tucker Carlson. That's the one I want to see coming up, and I'm really thankful for that. So despite some of my questions about Tucker Carlson and some of the guests that he has on from time to time, this is a huge win for the medical freedom community, and it is keeping the issue of the democide, the tragedy, the atrocities that were committed against humanity in the fore in this election year 2024. And that is a good thing. So when we come back, we're going to feature that clip of Naomi Wolf. And then we're going to have the interview that I did with Brett Miller from ConnectiMobile, CEO of Galileo. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Doctors are like you, too much stress, too much fast food, and not enough exercise. And we don't have time for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. That's why I take Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. Unlike others, Field of Greens uses the whole fruit and vegetable because that's where the healing nutrients are. So if you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and eat too much fast food, take Field of Greens. How will you know if Field of Greens is working? At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have an IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on. And we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
And if you click below in the comment section, you will see the Shannon Joy link. Go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy. That's colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy to learn about all of their products, all of their services. That was Paul Stone that you met in that commercial. He's amazing. When he says that they share our conservative values, he absolutely means it. He's a great guy. Can't wait to introduce you to him next week on the Shannon Joy Show. So let's go to the live chat real quick before we get to Naomi's amazing clip on Tucker Carlson. Just so proud of her and everything that she has been doing, growing her platform over at Daily Clout. I'm so proud to be a part of the team at Daily Clout with my bi-monthly contribution. We are looking at expanding that. So a lot of really exciting stuff happening. But let's go to the live chat first. So Afarv 6 is with us today on the live chat. Shannon, you're my new fave podcaster. Yay, that makes me so excited. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, sometimes we have good shows. Sometimes we have bad shows. You know, people disagree with me very often about certain things. But at the end of the day, you guys know that I'm going to tell you the truth, right? So I'm going to be genuine. I'm going to tell you what I really think. And here on this platform, we also allow people to have different ideas and to decide to vote for different people. So this will not be a platform where we say you have to vote for RFK because it's the most important election in our lifetime, or you have to vote for Trump because blah, blah, blah. And if you don't, you are a Biden supporter or you're an evil leftist liberal. We're not doing any of that. You guys vote your conscience. You can vote for whomever you please, because I think and I believe that the solutions are not going to come from Washington, D.C. anyway. And when I play this clip of Mike Johnson in Washington, D.C., showing us how the sausage is made, you guys are going to realize this. Like, you can't go to Washington, D.C. without getting completely corrupted, in my opinion. So this is going to have to be a revolt, a revolution, peaceful, a peaceful revolution coming from outside of Washington, D.C. And the key is not playing the game, non-compliance. That's the whole key to winning this battle. They want us playing the game. They want to keep us distracted, at each other's throats, divided, forgetting what unites us, which is our Constitution, our history, our heritage, our Judeo-Christian values. They want all of that torn apart so they can do their dirty business in Washington, D.C. We, the people from the outside, have to say, no, we're not playing. We're flipping the board. That's why I like RFK Jr. in this contest, because it's an anomaly. It's something different. It is, in a way, changing the game between that traditional D versus R. And I think that's a good thing. Okay. So Afarv6, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Nautical says that Jerome Adams wants to get out in front of the fake H1N1 flu agenda. Yes, we're seeing a lot of chatter and a lot of commentary in mainstream news media, a little bit of fear porn about the new H1N1 flu virus coming out. It's going to be the worst of the worst. It's going to kill everyone. Now, I do feel bad for COVID-19 vaccinated individuals who have been double or triple or quadruple vaxxed and boosted, because unfortunately, your immune system is probably completely shot. And so any flu virus, anything is going to get you. And we've seen that. I mean, we've had reports on that. We've had some of the docs onto the show talking about the immune suppression that comes from the spike protein and the poisoning. And so that's a real shame. But yeah, I agree with you. That's probably part of the fear campaign, the propaganda campaign rolling out. And again, we know this is just a reminder to all of us. We know that if Trump is in the White House or Biden is in the White House, because both of them have doubled down on their policies. Remember, Trump did everything right. He doesn't get enough credit for his vaccines and Operation Warp Speed. He never gets enough credit for how he saved the country during 2020 with his lockdowns and masking and the whole shebang. So we know that if he's president again and this happens again and we get an H1N1 flu, avian, whatever, and they gear up the propaganda and the fear machine again, we know what these presidents, these former presidents, will do, right? So everyone just needs to keep that in mind. And if they're gearing up a fear porn, you know, new pandemic, and then they dump on top of that a financial collapse, we're in a world of hurt. And do we want presidents who have already shown us what they'll do when there's a crisis? They sit back and they let the machine tell them what to do. I don't think we need that, or we at least need to be prepared for that. So Zen Woman says, we need to get everyone educated on the H1N1 bird flu. It's generally not harmful to people. One case in Texas, and it was only pink eye. That's right, Zen Woman. Guys, follow Mary Tally Bowden right now. She's in Texas. She's reporting on this. She is treating patients in Texas. And yeah, at this point, much ado about nothing. Hammer O Justice is on the live chat. I'm leaning RFK Jr. now. Don't know what other viable option there is. Yeah, I mean, go for it. Vote for RFK Jr. Vote for Trump. I mean, they're all kind of left-leaning. They're all former Democrats. So we're kind of up the creek without a paddle. If you're a Republican or a conservative, you don't really have a lot of great options. But if you really listen to, I mean, the whole meme of RFK being for the global green agenda and a gun grabber is completely false. That's totally debunked. I've looked at a lot of his interviews. I've listened to a lot of his interviews. He has no intention of taking anyone's guns. He believes in the Second Amendment. He believes in the Constitution. He probably, I mean, in fact, if we're going to be completely honest, Trump has done the most in terms of gun control than any president in recent history, including Joe Biden. You will all recall the red flag laws that Trump signed and even said on the record in a statement, take the guns now. We'll worry about due process later. Okay. So people are taking RFK for positions that he held 20 years ago, which he has now very clearly explained, right, to multiple interviewers over the past year. And we can set that against an actual discernible policy outcome. So Trump says, I love guns. We love guns. Second Amendment, rah, rah, rah. But we can see what he actually did. It's on the record. All right. So this is how you discern and figure things out. Zen Woman says RFK will take away guns and then we are screwed. I really don't think he will. I mean, it's just not on his agenda. He said it multiple times. He's like, I have no agenda to take away guns. I have no interest in that. It's not on my platform, not doing it. So, I mean, we have RFK's words. We have Donald Trump's actions. We have 4 years of a record with Trump. Hammer of Justice says, no, he won't. He said he will not take them. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Favre 6, don't forget the bump stock bans. That's right. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Lots of gun control on the record for Donald Trump. People forget that. They don't forget that. You know what? Conservative media just doesn't ever, ever talk about it. Okay, live chatters, let's go to our video now. I wanted to run this tape of Naomi Wolf. I'm not going to get to all of my videos today because I'm going to run that Connecta Mobile interview in just a minute. But we'll see if we can get to them all. But this is Naomi. So huge, huge deal last night. I didn't even know this. You guys saw Naomi Wolf on the Shannon Joy Show live on Wednesday of this week. She was with us. Little did I know, the next day she went on live with Tucker Carlson on location, which was really cool, and just did a killer, killer interview. She is so hitting the nail on the head in every aspect of where she is today, building a great platform. And this was a really interesting exchange that meant a lot to me because I so related to what she went through in a much smaller way. She, you know, she was had a much bigger platform than I did in the dark days of 2020. But my activism, being arrested, protesting, I mean, like weekly, it seemed like in 2020 to 2021, calling out local health officials and our local sheriffs. I mean, I was doing that every single day on my show. And let me tell you, it destroyed friendships. I have friendships that I'll never get back because of that. And that was seriously traumatic. And she breathes life into this in remembering, and we all need to remember, we cannot forget how bad it was. And it was particularly bad in the Northeast in New York State. But this is what she said to Tucker Carlson in this very, very interesting exchange. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
When I considered what I was seeing with all the heads of state of countries around the world walking in lockstep in a way, in an anti-human assault against citizens, right?
Yes.
I mean, the lockdowns targeted everything that's best about us as human beings.
Yes.
Prayer, singing, family, yes. intimacy.
Physical contact.
Physical touch, physical contact, community, right? All of that was targeted. When I saw that happening around the world in identical language,
yes.
all at the same time, I realized that that was not, from my study of history, that's not possible
yes.
by just human history. Like,
yes.
human history doesn't work that way.
Yes.
There are always, you know, dissidents or inside, right? Or there are always factions or rich people who can't be bribed or, you know, martyrs who
it's
don't want to go along with it.
It's way messier than that. That's right.
Always
it's
messier.
It's organic, right.
You know, Hitler's situation was messier.
Of course, very Stalin, messy.
Very messy. Stalin's like,
oh my gosh.
Right?
They fought a civil war for 5 years.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you don't get lockstep evil all over the world in concert with merely human efforts. And I also just felt that the world had something new let loose on it. It just felt like these dark forces had been let loose that had not been on the planet.
I felt the same thing.
My whole life. And I saw that this was evil, right? I saw that it was like so impressive that it was beyond human capacity and that it was evil that was so impressive. And so I concluded that I believed that God, in God more literally than I had, because the evil aimed at him was more literal than I'd ever witnessed before.
Yes.
So it must be aimed at something that really exists.
Thank you to Naomi Wolf for really putting it in perspective, the gravity of what was done and what was unleashed onto the planet in 2020-21. And this is still in place. This is why the gaslighting by the Republican Party and the Democrat Party is so offensive to me every single day, every moment of every day, that they ignore and sweep under the rug and pretend that this didn't happen, the more it angers me. And this is why my mission in 2024 in this election year is to keep this issue on the table, right? Come hell or high water, this issue cannot be taken off the table. A democide was committed against humanity by its governments and corporations, global corporations in 2020 and 21. And that is the single most important issue of our time. And Naomi brings it back to that on a huge platform with Tucker Carlson and reminds everyone of that. My second mission in 2024, right alongside of keeping this issue on the table, is to keep together the medical freedom community. The medical freedom community in the United States and across the globe is the freedom movement of the 21st century. And if that movement breaks apart, then it threatens humanity. It threatens basic freedom and basic liberty in the 21st century, and we will go dark. And this community of people in the medical freedom movement is so diverse. Naomi Wolf was a former liberal. Tucker Carlson was a former liberal Democrat. The doctors, the scientists, this medical freedom movement is so diverse. Every shape, every form, male, female, old, young, Democrat, Republican, Black, white, every socioeconomic demographic is represented in the medical freedom movement today, which makes it very vulnerable to outside agents and forces coming in and cracking it apart, especially down a political line. And that's what they're going to try to do to us in 2024. They're going to try to say to people in the medical freedom community, if you don't vote for so-and-so, then you're by default voting for the Democrats or Biden. And they're going to try to frighten us and scare us into breaking apart. I've seen it happen. I watched it happen with the Tea Party movement. I watched it happen with the resistance from moms and dads and grandparents across the country against Common Core. There was a huge movement of localism and local organization around Common Core. And I watched both of those movements be completely fractured by a political presidential election. And if again, hell or high water, I want to keep that medical freedom movement united and together, so that we're not putting all of our eggs in the electoral basket. We're not hanging the balance of humanity, the future of liberty in the 21st century on one day, one election, the voting machines, and flawed candidates who we don't even know will keep their word once elected, right? We have to diversify our resistance and diversify the areas of solution in this country outside of a very narrow political contest. But you will all realize and you'll notice that the mainstream news media and conservative news media, so the Bonginos and the Hannitys and the Fox Newses and even the Daily Wires and the Blazes to some extent and some of the other news outlets want to focus all of your energies and all of your attention to these specific political candidates as shining white knights on horses coming in to save us. That is a false paradigm. And it is not real and it is not true. So we need to keep this movement together, keep the atrocities that happened in 2020 in the fore, go and make our votes in November, pull the lever for whoever you want to pull it for. But realize there is local organization, court cases at the federal level and the state level. There are petitions. There are parallel institutions and corporations that you can put your time and money and energy into. There are so many ways to resist. And that's where we need to be focused. And that is where I am focusing this show and everything that we do over the next 7 months. You guys vote for whoever you want to. I'm making zero value judgments. People come out there like, why aren't you mad at Steve Dace? And he's still supporting Donald Trump. If Steve wants to support Donald Trump, go for it. I'm not making moral judgments about this. People have different ways of looking at these things. And I just simply am not going to let this one contest get in the way of decades-long friendships and collaborations and coalitions. That's what they want. They want to break us up, and I'm not going to let them. So that's how I feel about that. Let's go back to the live chat. Obama weaponized the IRS against Tea Party members. Yes, he did. Zen Woman says at least RFK is for justice. Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. I mean, regarding what happened during COVID-19, the lockdowns, RFK will talk about those things when asked. So CJP Rumble, as Daniel Horowitz points out, there are state primaries that are equally, if not more important than the national. Absolutely. What's going on in your local county elections, statewide elections, primaries, all of this is incredibly important. And you have way more influence on who the town leader or the county executive is going to be in your community than you'll ever have on what's going on in the decrepit cretins that are scurrying around Washington, D.C. on a regular basis. And that's a perfect lead-in to, so everything local, 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 because really they are cretins. I mean, the swamp monsters, it's not just the presidents and the bureaucrats and the lobby organizations and all the outside advisors and consultants like Roger Stone. Oh, he's that one. watch a storm foretold and you will get a bird's eye view of how that sausage is made. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So I put no hope, no faith whatsoever in Washington, D.C. and any branch of government right now, completely corrupted. We need to adopt the attitude of the revolutionaries, right? Of those who signed on to the Declaration of Independence. That's how bad our government is right now. They were raging against King George for atrocities being committed against the colonists that paled in comparison to what is being done to us right now by our own government with our own tax dollars, both political parties, okay? So we need to get revolutionary in a peaceful way, right? Because the war we're facing right now, it's not cannons or guns or muskets. This is an information war and it's a participation war, right? When we play into it, they win. When we remove ourselves and we don't play their games, when we zig, when they want us to zag, and we don't allow them to draw us into the typical arguments and the divisions of the factions in this election year, that's when we win. Iowa, Denise Kay, Daniel Horowitz is correct as usual. He is. Daniel Horowitz is my show prep, along with Steve Days. Bill Benz, Glenn doesn't let Steve, well, speak plainly regarding the overwhelming evidence of completely fraudulent elections. But Steve calls me Shenananan. I love that Steve calls me Shenananan. So you guys remember QAnon? It's like the conspiracy theory, you know, group. And I posited on Steve Dace's show. Bill, I love Steve Dace. I will always love Steve Dace. He's amazing. I love that he gives me a platform on his show. We disagree. You guys have seen us spar. It's happened before. We allow each other we have the intellectual integrity to allow each other to disagree on things. He allows me to disagree with him and still platforms me on his show, and I allow him to make his decisions. I will say, when you work under the umbrella of large corporations, there are editorial standards. There are decisions that are made by the corporate structure that you have to abide by, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, Ben Shapiro, under the banner of Daily Wire, decided that Candace Owens doesn't fit within the Daily Wire brand and let her contract expire. That is fair. And, you know, I'm not going to counter that. It's one of the reasons I'm glad I'm independent. It's one of the reasons you want to be as independent as you possibly can. And Steve has a lot of bandwidth, right? Steve is very independent in a lot of ways and is very capable of saying what he thinks. I believe that Steve really believes this is a lesser of two evils type of decision. And a lot of people believe that, Bill, whether we like it or not. I don't, he does, but I'm going to allow him that. And I'm not going to question it at all. But so he coined Shenananan, which, by the way, the boys, when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, all the boys in my class called me Shenananan. That was like one of my childhood names growing up. So it made me laugh so hard when Steve coined that and named me Shenananan after QAnon. And it was because I posited about 6 months ago on the Dace group that we really need to start considering that Trump is an asset of the deep state. He's not the outsider that we think he is. He isn't the independent thinker that we think he is. He's certainly not the boss that we think he is. He is simply a performer, an agent. He's captured. And it was in the context of, once again, trying to make sense of the nonsense that comes out of the Trump campaign, completely undisciplined. You never know what they're going to do. And things just didn't make sense. And so I'm like, well, when things don't make sense, usually there's a big piece of the puzzle that is missing. Something is not disclosed. And I have thought for quite some time that Trump is an insider. He is playing the inside game. That's just my opinion. You guys don't, I didn't hear you play the Steve Dace clip from Reba Bond. No, I don't have the clip. I'll have to go back and find it now. I went reverse cue on them. Absolutely. I love it. You guys can hashtag Shenananan. I think it's awesome. Listen, there are a lot of conspiracies out there. Not everything is a conspiracy, but that doesn't mean the conspiracies don't exist. In fact, the most interesting things that have ever happened in the history of the world were because of conspiracies. So Et tu, Brute, right? Judas conspired with the Pharisees and the religious orders of the day against Jesus. The revolutionaries conspired against King George to create the Declaration of Independence and declare independence. So, I mean, conspiracies are absolutely real. One man's conspiracy is another man's five-year plan. It really is just two or three people getting in a room and coming up with a dastardly plan to increase their wealth or power or whatever. So the idea that conspiracies don't exist is crazy. It's ludicrous. It's ignorant. But the idea that everything is a conspiracy, you got to be careful with that. And when you go down the rabbit hole, make sure you come back out. Because most of the conspiracies, you can't, there's enough that we can prove today, enough atrocities that have happened in our lifetime that we have mountains of evidence for, that we don't even really need to go down into the dark tunnels of some of the conspiracies that we can't prove. So you got to be careful with the whole conspiracy thing, because it could consume you. And it's certainly, a lot of them are, I think, concocted, and they're pushed out to make people like us look stupid. So you got to be really careful, really tight if you're going to go on any type of conspiracy avenue. I mean, yeah, So there we go. Garth Hilton says, yes, Trump is a psyop. He could be. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, let's go to this. Let's do this before we go to break. And then we go to my interview with the amazing Brett Miller from Connecta Mobile, who I love. Let's look at this. I mean, just speaking of the way the sausage is made, this is Mike Johnson on his betrayal. And this actually echoes everything Tom Massey said. I was in a Spaces with Tom Massey about a month ago. And Tom talked about how the sausage is made and what happens to really good people who go to Washington, D.C. and they get pulled aside and they get the consultants and then they get pulled into a room and they get treated with the folder of the classified FBI files. And then once you see them, well, then you just have to backstab and go back on every word you ever made to your constituents as a conservative or Republican. That's the name of the game. So Tom Massey was talking about all of that. Well, Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, who was supposed to bring a biblical worldview into the speakership and really raise the banner for conservatism, completely backtracked. He's backstabbed everyone. He is no better than Kevin McCarthy, who is no better than who was the guy before him. I don't remember. They're all the same. They all meld together. Okay. It's all the swamp. But this is what Mike Johnson said when he was asked about betraying everyone in terms of FISA. By the way, reauthorizing FISA and all the funding for FISA, apparently that was something that Trump didn't like, but now he does like it. See, nothing makes sense. But this is what Mike Johnson had to say. Disgusting.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You got to be fully informed.
Have you been informed?
Okay. Excuse me. All right. All right, Mike Johnson. We got to be fully informed. Fully informed, so convenient, classified briefing, right? So the American people can never be fully informed. We just have to know how bad it is, right? It's super, super bad, super, super scary, super classified, so super scary and classified that it overcomes what he stated were hundreds of thousands of gross abuses committed by the FBI against the American people. Mike Johnson, oh, I was so against FISA and the FBI when I saw the hundreds of thousands of abuses committed against the American people by the FBI, says Mike Johnson. But then I went into a closet with an FBI agent for 15 minutes and they showed me the manila folder of all the super scary bad things that could happen if I don't jump in and backstab everyone on everything I've ever said in the history of the world. And in the SCIF, I don't even know what the SCIF is. All right. So apparently they take these guys into a SCIF and they show them confidential briefings, right? And then they come out and yeah, then they're just part of the swamp. That's just how it goes. So Massey talked about that. Somehow Massey was dragged into the room and given the confidential briefing. I say, don't go in the room, right? If you're going to go to Washington, D.C. as a senator or a member of the House of Rep, and they're like, let's go in the room. Come on, let's go in the room and we want to show you some things. I'd be like, no. You can't. Don't show me anything you can't show the American people. No secret meetings, no SCIFs, no manila folders. I don't want to see them. You have to wonder, though, that in that manila folder, instead of confidential briefings about how the super scary things that necessitate FISA and the FBI, even though they give us hundreds of thousands of gross abuses against the American people on a regular basis, you got to wonder what's in that manila envelope. And if it isn't, I don't know, maybe some classified information that would be embarrassing for Mike Johnson or members of Mike Johnson's family. Maybe he did something way back in the day, right? Like, how do they get these guys in? That's why you should never go into the secret meetings ever. That's one of my policies. I don't do secret meetings. I've had people want to meet with me. like secretly to talk about, you know, super secret clandestine things. And I'm like, listen, if you can't say it in front of my audience, don't say it to me. I don't want to hear it. Like, I know how that all works out for people who get into like the dark tunnels of the clandestine stuff down in Washington, D.C. And I am never going in a secret meeting. I feel much, much safer way out on the truth limb, just like Chunk the groundhog. Nothing secret. I'm going to do all my business right in front of the cameras, right in front of all of you, because that's how you get tangled up in these like dark, dark webs. And then you try to cover up one thing you did, and then that leads you to do something else that's bad. And then you try to cover that up, and all of a sudden you're just tangled. And I think that's what they do to people in Washington, D.C. That's why we have to emancipate them. We should start feeling sorry for all the decrepit cretins that are crawling around Washington, D.C., because they're just tangled up in their own webs of their own making. So it's we the people, it's our responsibility to emancipate them and remove them from Washington, D.C. so that they don't have to be tangled up anymore, right? So that's our mission. It's really very altruistic, I think, at the end of the day. All right, we're going to go to break. That's it. That's it for my videos. But we also have my interview with the amazing, amazing Brett Miller of Connect Immobile. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce that interview that is, you know, really going to drive home how vulnerable we are, really, with the NSA, FISA, the federal government, massive corporations, and even like really bad guys. There's a terrifying story that happened in my own community that I'm going to share with you guys in a minute when we come back. But yeah, we have to keep an eye out. And Brett is an expert on this. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit when we get back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey, everyone. If you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone. Working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Connecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Connecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Connecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Connecta. All right, before we get back to my super scary story about, I mean, when you think of your kids and their phones and who they're talking to on their phones and how people can find them on their phones, it like makes sure your heart drop into your stomach. And that happened for me. I'm going to share that story with you in a minute. But I want to alert you guys on May 7th. I think it's May 7th. Let me look at my calendar real quick. I'm going to be going to Albany and speaking with John Gilmore, Teachers for Choice, the Autism Action Network. We are having a lobby day in Albany, New York. A lot of really horrific, disgusting, dystopian, nasty bills, essentially destroying parental rights and handing over the body of every New York citizen to bureaucrats, health officials, and politicians in New York State. It is horrific. There is the Equal Rights Amendment on the ballot for a vote in November. There are a slew of horrible, horrible bills that would allow state officials to force vaccinate or coerce vaccinate children inside school facilities without the knowledge or consent of parents. They could sterilize them. They could give them hormone treatments. They could vaccinate them. It's absolutely awful. And yes, it's May 7th. So May 7th is a Tuesday. I'm going to be joining them. I'm going to be speaking at that rally, and we're going to bring hopefully hundreds, if not thousands of people to Albany to make our voices heard. This is the type of stuff that we can do in an election year outside of focusing on the presidential election, because there's a lot of nasty, nasty stuff coming up with these ballot initiatives. We also need to get Robert F. Kennedy on the ballot in New York State. And this was from Teachers for Choice, my very, very dear friend, Michael Caine, who we'll have on the show again. They need 45,000 signatures in New York to get RFK Jr. on the ballot. And I am absolutely going to support that effort. I'm not telling anyone who to vote for, but I do believe there needs to be another option outside of the two-party political swamp that exists today. And we need to have an option that will platform and put what happened during COVID in 2020 and 21 on the ballot and on the debate stage. So this is why I really want to get RFK on the ballot in New York. Needs 45,000 signatures. It's totally doable. And yeah, CJP Rumble, Shannon, I feel like telling our fellow New Yorkers to vote no on all ballot initiatives proposed by the lefties here. Well, CJP Rumble, yeah, I mean, the only one that I know of yet is the ERA. It's the Equal Rights Amendment. And that basically obliterates all rights. It basically obliterates all rights of everyone to bodily autonomy because the definitions are so broad and it's so undefined that it's really, really bad. We'll have Aisha Kreitz on the show to talk about the ERA. I've been reaching out to her to get on the show. But yeah, so mark your calendars. If you are anywhere within the realm of Albany, New York, I want you to join me. We're going to go out to Albany. We're going to rally. We're going to protest these terrible, terrible ballot initiatives and bills that are coming out of that swamp. And remember, what happens in New York State is always exported to the red states and the blue states. I know you guys don't like to hear that. You like to say, oh, you live in New York. You're so stupid. No, New York exports everything to Texas and to red states across the country. So goes New York and California. So goes the rest of the country. So we really need to win in New York. So you should be glad that there are people like me that choose to stay in this hellhole, right? Despite all of the tyranny and fight like hell with my fellow New Yorkers against the nightmare. So support us. Turn out. If you want to come join us, I would love to meet you guys. And so I'll be telling you more about that. I was thrilled when John Gilmore texted me and asked if I would join them. I believe Trisha Lindsay is going to be there. There are going to be some big names there. So that's super exciting. May 7th, it's a Tuesday in Albany. Mark calendars. Let's go. I'll have to get someone to guest host the show on that day. Okay. So not just the federal government leading up. This is a great interview that I did pre-recorded with my good friend, Brett Miller. He is the CEO of Galileo, an expert in cybersecurity and a spokesperson for Konecta. And our conversation was really fascinating. You guys know Konecta Mobile is a sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're amazing sponsors. You know, everything out there, your phone, you guys all know this, you're completely vulnerable, right? The NSA, the federal government, they partner with the corporations. Corporations share information, metadata to the federal government and also hackers. But this was insane. So this story, 15 minutes away from me in Brighton, New York. So I live in Fairport, New York. In Brighton, okay, a young girl with developmental disabilities in late March, went missing overnight, multiple days. She was located 5 hours away in New York City in an apartment. She had been kidnapped, right? Police initially thought that she had wandered away because she did have developmental disabilities, but they quickly determined, and this is from the Democrat Chronicle, that the young teen had been communicating with someone by chat app and by text before she disappeared. So this criminal found her, traced her, kidnapped her, transported her to New York City, right? And had her in an apartment before authorities were able to find her. Okay. So this is, it's not just when you think about your kids and their phones and who they're talking to, how vulnerable they are. That is the danger, right? And no one is getting at your kids, though, with Konecta phones. So everything about Konecta, and there are lots of phone companies out there that are, you know, Patriot phone companies, and you want to divest yourself from the AT&Ts and the Verizons because they're woke and they're in the big corporate structure and they share information with the government, et cetera. But they're not really focused on like privacy and security. And that is everything with Konecta. So you can have, you can get your phones through Konecta. If you already have phones and you just want a new plan, they do encryption. They do end-to-end encryption, comprehensive security solutions. You guys have heard the gist. As little as $35 a month for a Konecta mobile plan and a free phone. So you guys can go to phone123.com/joy. That's phone123.com/joy. But also learn from an expert in the subject, that is Brett Miller. So, oh my gosh, CJP Rumble, Beans is on Dace Group today. Oh, I'm gonna have to call Aaron. Now I'm jealous. My girl Tracy Beans is taking my spot on the Dace Group. No, I'm just kidding. I love it. I'm gonna have to go watch that right after we're done. Okay, so let's go to my interview. We're gonna go now to my interview with Brett Miller. He is the CEO of Galileo and had a fascinating conversation with him about what I was just talking about, cybersecurity and having access to really great resources and plans that are not going to collect and steal all of your very personal and very private data. Without further ado, here is Brett Miller. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. This is a special sponsored segment of the Shannon Joy Show. As you guys know, we are partnering up with Konecta Mobile. We are so thankful for their partnership, so thankful for their support here in the Shannon Joy Show. Independent media could not survive if it weren't for other independent companies in that parallel infrastructure propping us up, supporting us, and they are an amazing partner. Today, I am so thrilled to reinvite back into the Joy Virtual Studio our good friend. His name is Brett Miller. He's the CEO of Galileo. It is the fastest growing sensor-free social media platform providing information, influencer content, real-time data to global cell phone and satellite device users. He's also a spokesperson for Konecta Mobile. He is an expert in cybersecurity. He is an expert in telecom, and he's here to talk to us today about how vulnerable we really are and this massive issue of privacy, security, cell phone security, our private data, and all of the bad guys who are out there trying to get at it, what people can do to protect themselves. So Brett, welcome back into the Joy Virtual Studio.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Good to see you again.
Of course. Of course. So tell me first, like just let's remind the audience about your background and your history, okay. What got you involved in this arena. And then we'll talk about the big players in all of this. Bottom line, my audience is really concerned about privacy. I have been a Fourth Amendment junkie and, promoter for a very, very long time. Back in the day, 10 years ago when I started my show, there weren't cell phone companies out there that even cared about security and privacy. That wasn't even a feature, right? It was speed. It was however many Gs. It was the fancy new flip phone. Yeah. Then it was the, I don't know, whatever the next iteration is. I'm so glad that now so many Americans are concerned about security. And so we're going to talk about the players. Who are the bad guys? How do they access private information? And then what people can do, simple things that people can do to protect their information. But before we get to there, like let's quick brief background so people can recall your areas of expertise.
Sure. Thanks. That's funny. Who are the bad guys? Yeah. I love it. How long is this show? How long do we have? I know. Yeah, no, I was a Marines, but when I was a kid, I was an Eagle Scout. Before that, I was part of a search and rescue team when I was in high school. And then I joined the Marine Corps and I was an 0311 cross trained 41. So I was an infantry guy, ran a mortar team. And then I also ran comms, company comms. So I did a lot carrying around PR-77s and SIGINTs and doing encryption work on big radio. I mean, you're talking huge radios. They're big old radios. And this is way back. I'm dating myself, but fast forward, I did some stuff in Los Angeles for quite a few years in communication and a little bit of entertainment type stuff. So it's all kind of related when it comes to comms and privacy and data. And, now, I'm head first in what's going on, privacy, being able to just communicate freely. Your information, data is king, right? We're in an info war. I mean, there's one of that guy that everyone talks about is the info warrior kind of guy. But, you know, there's a, we are in an information war. We're in a data war and we're in a data usurp. And what's happening now, and I know that we talked even before the show, you have the numbers. I mean, there are data breaches daily. And what's happening is that, I mean, it's not just, I mean, everyone's like, well, I'm not doing anything illegal. Well, that's fine. Do you want the entire world to know what your daughter looks like or what your address and what your address is or what school she goes to or what day she has her soccer practices? Or do you want people to read every single text message that you share between your loved ones and your privacy or your doctor? Do you want everyone to have your bank account? I mean, what extent are you like, well, I'm not doing anything illegal, right? But maybe the bad guys are, and they're maybe doing the illegal stuff with your information. And
you could be doing illegal today. That with this crazy psycho government, I live in New York State. We have Kathy Hochul. We have bill after bill, nightmare bill. You have Congress passing 1,200 page bills in the middle of the night, right? Yeah. So the thing that you were doing yesterday that wasn't illegal, the day after could be illegal based on what we're dealing with today and how quickly they're passing regulations and new laws. And so they can trap you in so many different ways. Just to reiterate what you were saying, you know, Cyber News is reporting the mother of all breaches. This was in January, a historic data leak revealing 26 billion records. So 26 billion, it's like hard
to even 26 billion. What's that, like five records per person on the planet? Five.
I mean,
this is crazy.
It's insane. The supermassive leak. This is from cybernews.com. Supermassive leak contains data from numerous previous breaches, comprising an astounding 12 terabytes of information spanning over a mind-boggling 26 billion records. The leak, which contains LinkedIn, Twitter, Weibo. These are all the apps people have on their phones, which you guys deal with over at Connect to Mobile. Other platforms, user data, certainly the largest ever discovered. AT&T data link, 73 million current and former customers, right? Wow. AT&T.
That's crazy.
With that shutdown, it was like half a day. I mean, it's really concerning.
So basically everyone's everything is out there in the open, right? And that's what we're doing, right? Connect to Mobile, phone123.com. Go to phone123.com. You get a free Galaxy S24. It's fully encrypted, comprehensive security solution, end-to-end encrypted. We have apps in here that only your family, we can't even read it. We have our own servers. You know, we work through VPNs, wormholes, and the whole device itself is encrypted. So, you know, a lot of times people think like, oh, you know, just the information maybe gets leaked from a larger company, but there are devices, you know, similar to someone coming up and scanning your wallet, you know, and that's why you put your wallets and stuff in Faraday bags, and the way they have protected Faraday wallets and all this stuff is a big deal right now. Well, they can do the exact same thing with your phone. I mean, you could be at Starbucks or somewhere, and I mean, don't go to Starbucks, but you could be at the mom and pop coffee shop and getting a coffee, and someone could walk up behind you and scan your phone. And then, I mean, it's everything. What's the last thing you said to your loved ones? Where's your address? What's your bank account? What's your PIN number? I mean, how many notes do we have in these devices? We're fully reliant on a small square. So that's what we're doing. Phone123.com. Come and get a free device. Get the encrypted apps. It's all in here. I'm hitting buttons while I'm talking to you. But it's, you know, it's a regular phone too. So it's not just, and it's only $35 a month. So you get a free device for $35 a month, unlimited data, and it's secure. And, you know, just take your data and your information and your life back in your own hands. Yeah. That's what we want to give to people. I mean, we're private citizens and there's a public servant. There's a whole sector of public servants. But to your point, what's happening is these public servants are kind of gone awry a little bit, and they're writing these massively crazy, unconstitutional laws in the middle of the night. And like you said, you know, what my opinion is my opinion. But what I said today, if it's illegal tomorrow, I mean, are they grandfathering that in? I mean, you bring up a very valid but scary, scary direction that we're heading. So, I mean, just to be safe, not to be sorry, you should back yourself up. and get yourself an encrypted device. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones.
Yeah. I mean, a great example of that is just even recently with the COVID-19 lockdowns in 2020. And, yeah. You know, we were very, very close as a nation to being coerced or even forced into mandatory vaccination. And a lot of that was dependent upon records. And they were really trying to generate records on New Yorkers during that time, trying to put all of that information about who is vaccinated, who isn't vaccinated into a massive database, which they're trying to do again in New York State through new legislation, a major, major data collection agency being established in New York State. It's really crazy. But you know, that they could punitively go back and find all of the people who didn't get the vaccine, you know, and either force them to be vaccinated in the future if there's another pandemic. I mean, there are just so many angles the importance of the Fourth Amendment and your privacy. And I want to get a little bit deeper with you on you. You talked about us being in an information war and in a data war. Data is gold.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't think people understand how valuable information is and how information and data can be used against people, can be used to manipulate people, can be used to make money off of people without them even realizing that money is being made off of them. Like, data is gold. That's an important statement. Can you explain that to the audience a little bit more?
Sure. You know, it's everything about you. It's everything about you. I mean, it's one thing to be like talking to your friend. Everyone has the joke now, right? You talk to your friends and then next thing you know, you look on your phone and you got the ads for exactly the same thing that you're talking about, right? That's the whole idea with this Amazon in your house and, you know, Alexas and all these things, right? They're doing that they're doing that to collect data. They want to sell you things. At the very least, they want to sell you something.
Right.
At the other end of that spectrum is what you said, and they want to harm you. And they want to control you, and they want to, you know, I mean, they go out to a farmer and just go look at all the different sheep or the cows, and they all have markers on them and they all have tags on them, and they know exactly who's what, which cows where, who's going to slaughter, who's got the shots, what age it is. I mean, that's kind of the feeling that we all got from a small group of people who were like trying to, force this. Like one solution fits all kind of nonsense down people's throats and using data to track it. And now, unfortunately for those people, the data is now showing that they probably committed mass genocide and are guilty of murder because they killed three people I know, one after his doctor appointment. The next morning he was dead he went to get his shot. Yeah. And one just the other day fell over. And that was the end of him. And now, somebody else. So like I know that the data is king. We all know data is king. That's how we track everything. I mean, that's how you know. You do data in your head all day. You look in your refrigerator. You're calculating how long it is until you have to get milk, right? And now that we have refrigerators that do that same thing too. Well, why do they want that? Well, so then the milk can show up to your house and they just take it from your digital credit score or whatever. But I'm saying, you know, that's going down a crazy path. But I mean, your data is your life, and it's your electronic fingerprint, to not sound too creepy, because God gave you your fingerprint, and don't ever forget that. God, but I'm saying your data is everything about you that's personal to you and your family, and you have a right as a human to privacy. You have a right to keep things to yourself, and it's just that simple, you know. So the data that data can be used against you. It can be used for you. Data is not good or bad, but it is vital. It is important, and it should be well kept. And that's what we're doing. We just want to keep your data with you.
I'll give you an example that just happened recently over this past weekend, the day before the eclipse. Right.
Okay.
And you know how everyone's freaking out about the eclipse.
Yeah, what a letdown.
Bananas. Huh? I know, right? The world was supposed to end. Aliens were supposed to invade.
I know. Where's my alien mob and like, giants, dragons? Nothing. Right? No, not a single dragon. You kidding me? I was already.
Now, I think I might have like the tinfoil like panel installed in my brain because I am so right. Nothing penetrates this. Like I'm like nothing scares me anymore. I'm like I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened. I mean,
right?
Like the all the fear propaganda and the fear psyops. They just it doesn't work on me. Right?
Been there, the boy who cried wolf.
One too many times, right?
Exactly.
Yep. So I'm not worried about this at all. I'm barely even thinking about this. Little do I know that my daughter, who is 15, right? She's on Insta. She's on TikTok. I know I'm a bad mother, but listen, there's only so much that you can do. And really, these kids, I mean, they're in school. They're with their friends. It's just really, really difficult. She is not of the world, but she is in the world, right? And she does have friends, and that's how they connect. So she's on the TikTok and the Insta and the Snap, whatever. Little did I know that, she wears her faith on her sleeve. She's a Christian. She's not afraid to talk about that at public school and with friends. And I think that she likes and posts things on social media that identify her as a Christian, a believer in Christ. And little did I know that she was really attacked with what I think was some type of campaign. They had identified her profile. So you say data, like you have your data and you're sharing this data and they're grabbing this data. And that builds almost an avatar of you online. They see, and these are the things that push your buttons. These are the things that you will uniquely be interested in. And over the course of about 48 hours, she was just pummeled with end of the world, apocalyptic, all from Christian sources, right? From these sources saying everything is going to end, the world's going to end and you need to get out right now and tell all your friends the end of the world is happening and you need to tell them about Jesus. Yeah. And she was feeling all conflicted. She had she was so worried about the end of the world on that day. And I didn't even realize it. It wasn't until I really saw how frightened she was and how serious she was about that we sat down and had a long time. But you could see how everything that she had given up in the form of data and information had then, for whatever reason, whether it was for clicks or for more information or to achieve some type of operation or marketing campaign, whatever it was deployed against her. And it really, really hit her hard emotionally and spiritually and psychologically. And that was just a wake up moment for me to see how these devices using our own information can use that information against us in a million different ways, you know?
Yeah. Every time you enter into one of those applications, you're subject to that application. I mean, that's the long scroll through. I think we actually talked about it the last time. When you click, I agree. What are you agreeing to? No one can tell me. I challenge anyone to tell me what that says. So we agree to these things. But what we're agreeing to is to be monitored and surveilled and tracked. I'm sure most of those programs have frequent locations. I mean, even on your phone, you get all the prompts to turn off the location or turn on the location and do all these things. And the issue, and we could see it on a kind of, your daughter's issue is, on a larger scale, is what happened to Trump or what this Jack Smith guy is trying to do, where he's saying he's going to Elon saying, hey, every single person that liked, retweeted or shared a post or commented on a post about Donald Trump. I want their names and their handles and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know if Elon did it. I don't know if he did it personally. I don't know what he does behind the scenes. I don't trust anybody. So I don't trust him. But the point is if they're willing to go that far, whether or not they're getting it done now, to your point earlier, it won't be that long if we continue down this path where they will be able to do that. And they'll be able to say oh, look, this girl is confused because she loves Jesus. So we should now, remove her or give her special training or bombard her device. Even as simple as bombarding her device with alternative, ideas or whatever. And that's it. Get protected. I hate to keep saying it. I don't want to sound like a salesman, but it's there are options to protect yourself. And those options have never been more prevalent. Well, the need for those options has never been more prevalent in the world. And they're available and everyone should just take it really to heart that your life is your life, and it's subject to outside views. And so if you like leaving your door open and your windows open, by all means, that's what's happening to you every day.
No thanks. So, well, exactly. Pre-Elon on Twitter, our dear friend, Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, some of the most amazing medical doctors that bravely stood up very courageously during COVID-19, told the truth about lockdowns, masking, and vaccines. It was on social media that Dr. Mary Talley Bowden was most extensively attacked, right? So they went in, they were able to see, a lot of these accounts, and we saw this in the recent Missouri v. Biden case that was revisited by the Supreme Court, that it was certain accounts on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, were identified by a government agency, CISA, and that government agency then went to the private companies and commanded them to change their algorithms to deplatform these medical doctors and outspoken voices, dissident voices against COVID-19 lockdowns. And in some cases, not even change the algorithms, just shut them right down. And the communications between CISA and executives at these social media companies is quite frightening, where there is full on government like bullying. And, we will fine you, we will shut you down, explicit language. I mean, it's crazy when you think about, because some people think, well, it's just the government, or it's just big corporations, or it's just hackers, but it's really kind of all three of them. We talk about bad guys, right? Yeah. You have the government agencies, but you also have the corporations that will manipulate. But when they work together, it's even worse. And then you have these outside hackers and, you're not safe, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could look at countries in the world right now, specifically like China, and just look at how they're monitored. Look at the facial recognitions, look at the data. Everything's public. I mean, they'll put your face up. If they have social credit scores in place right now, that's an actual thing that they're actually doing. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And all of that is based on your data. It's based on your phone. It's based on what you're buying, what you're earning, what your bank account says, what your paycheck says, what your taxes, how your taxes came. I mean, their ability to judge you as a human and control what you can do as an actual living being is being implemented right now in the country based off your data. Your private data is being used to publicly control you and put you on a level. How do you feel about yourself? Well, it doesn't matter, because your data says that you're, on peasant level two instead of, whatever. I mean, they're doing it. This is happening. So, we're heading this direction with this crazy governors and these crazy people that are just breaking the Constitution left and right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's clearly what they're doing is illegal, against the law. It's traitorous. I mean, it's not going to get too far. I don't feel like, I hope that we as a country can step up. But in the meantime, I mean,
well, here's, you got to protect meantime, yourself. Here's protect a question yourself. For you. Yeah. I mean, and to your point, the dam has definitely burst. Like the guardrails, keeping government officials, bureaucrats, governments, state, local,
courts,
federal,
people, everything. They're just breaking the law left and right.
It's like the wild, chaos. Wild west of.
Well, it's funny because they break the law in order to create laws to then enforce on everyone else. I laugh, the immigration thing people were talking. They're like, oh, they're just trying to stack the number of seats in their district. And I was like, yeah, but don't you have to follow the law then? We legally have enough people in our district, so you have to listen to us. But it's like, well, how did you get those people there? You broke the law. So wait, you're breaking the law, sir, for us to follow the law? I mean, it's like, whatever. It's just crazy talk.
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care. You're right. They don't care.
Drunk with power, drunk with money. Absolutely.
Captured. Who knows?
Captured.
I'll be honest. I pray for their souls. I pray for your enemies. I heard Steve Bannon say that. I think it's a great thing to do. It's hard. It's really hard to do.
Right.
But I mean, what's coming for them is going to be so much worse.
I pray for justice for my enemies. How's that?
Well, that's a good prayer too. I'll go.
Justice for those enemies.
I'm not the judge, so I'm not deciding.
But. So Brett Miller, Tell me about, so the idea behind Connecta and other platforms. I mean, you're also with Galileo Inc., which is also about free speech and you know, journalism and bringing broadcasters into these free speech platforms, protecting those. So it's all about free speech and protecting privacy and privacy rights. So in terms of Connecta, you know, is the idea here that if enough people, okay, here's the question. We talk about China, right? Social credit scoring system. They have all of the technology in many of the urban areas in place that just for a full totalitarian society, you know, with all of the data collection and then connected, obviously, to the social credit scoring. So would you say it would be much, much harder for our government to achieve any of those kinds of goals? Say they want to do that. They want to, you know, bring everyone into these surveillance systems, not just with, you know, the outside technology, but with what people are doing on their phones. Are you saying that if more and more people are using technologies like the technologies provided by Connecta and secure phones and the encryption and these secure plans that kind of pull you out of the matrix a little bit and put you on this kind of parallel infrastructure in terms of telecom, would that make it a lot harder for government to achieve those goals if we're all kind of scattered around in different areas in terms of connectivity?
Yeah, well, simple answer, yes. The real answer is that the government cannot do anything without you going along with it.
Okay.
They work for us. Yeah. It's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is how it is written. This is how it has been. And we have God-given rights. So, you know, what they're doing now is collecting information. And then, you know, maybe at some point they'll try to make a mass change, or like they did, or like whoever did, or whatever COVID was, whatever you want to say it was. That it came controlled at once with lots of research behind it, and you know, and then it manipulated people into certain behaviors. And that's the data portion of this, right? Knowing what's going to manipulate someone into a behavior.
Right.
Now, using Connecta Mobile, the idea is we want you to build your network so you're not part or not subject to this type of violation of your life. Right. Because they're violating your privacy, they're violating your family. They're breaking the law. They're listening to you. They're manipulating you through algorithms, whether it's to make you angry or to make you happy or to trouble your daughter, you know, because she's too faithful or whatever, then whatever that means, you know, I mean, it's like the idea of Connecta Mobile is that we want you to build your network. So if you have a private network with your entire neighborhood, then no one can listen to anything that you and your family and your friends and your neighbors can say, and you can be a community and you can work together. You know, it's only when you have to speak through someone else's microphone that they can hear you and then control you. When you remove their control over you and empower yourself, then you're free to make your own decisions for which are best for you and your family, whether it's a medical decision, whether it's a relationship decision, whether it's a, you know, a location or a vacation. I mean, that's what we're doing. We want to empower you, the people, as it says, as was intended for you, the people, to be in power of your life. And this is just the one simple, it's not the final solution. It's not the end all be all. I implore everyone to back themselves up and have redundancies and everything. You don't just shop at one store. You shop at multiple stores. So have multiple ways to communicate. And that's what we're trying to do. Give people an alternative private option.
I think it's amazing. And I know that you talk about satellite phones as well. I want to get you back in again in the future to talk about satellite, because I love that too, right? Remember, AT&T went down, everything went dark. And I must confess, after my daughter freaked out about the apocalypse during the eclipse,
right,
you know, my mind started going, I'm like, whoa, what if communication does go down? And here we're in Myrtle Beach, you know, we were at a volleyball there.
I could say that the Connecta phone with the Galileo app, which Sat News 123, that's our app, goes with the Connecta phone at download. We have it through the Google Play Store or direct web app you can download from our website at satnews123.com. That our application does work with different satellite devices, which, yeah, we'll talk a whole nother time about satellite devices. That's a long conversation.
No, but it's great. It's like a backup, though, right? Like,
it is a backup. Yeah. And the app works through this phone with satellite devices. So if you were ever to lose your Wi-Fi or cellular, you could still use this phone using our app and some other devices and satellite devices that we offer with some of our other affiliate programs. So, yeah,
like a backup generator, like a backup generator for your phone.
I mean, we have those too. Now it's more like a satellite device, but yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if the cell phone goes down, then the satellite kicks in.
Well, yeah, I mean, satellites are always there. So you can always access it. Yeah, we're just trying to make it as easy as possible. And you can that using some of our apps now through the Connect a mobile phone. So, yeah, again, we're just building all these networks. We're doing the same thing that like T-Mobile and Elon are doing and Twitter and Starlink doing some cool things. And AT&T is doing it with Google. And they're working with, ASG or ATG? Forget the acronym.
Like a fragmentation in the industry of people kind of like building their own things. And
all the cell phone providers and network providers are building towards a Wi-Fi cellular phone that works with satellite. And we are too. And that's the idea, because the whole world understands, like, we need privacy, we need security, and we need a backup. And then we just need a big group hug so we can stop bombing each other.
Right? And we need Connect a mobile.
Connect to mobile. Phone123.com. Come get a phone. $35 a month. You get a brand new phone. Free. Send it to you.
Mine's in the mail right now. I have a Connect to phone coming right now.
Good. Then we can get on the private app and talk about
it. It's like the bat phone. It's the super secret special phone that I use for very important conversations that I want.
It's that too, but it's also not just for your dirty, dark, you know, secret dealings. It's for, it's for everyday use. It has all the different apps on it. It has the Google Play Store on it. You can get everything you want, all the apps you want. It's a regular phone, a good phone. It just has our particular proprietary apps on there that are very user-friendly. Our interfaces are secure and they're yours. So.
Well, Brett Miller, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
again today on the Shannon Joy Show, a special sponsored segment from our good friends over at Connecta Mobile. And I really love when my sponsors merge with the issues that I care about the most, right? And this is one of those beautiful moments. It's those unicorn relationships where there's so much to talk about. There's always something in the news about a data breach or people's private information being used against them, whether it is a bad guy, a criminal, the government, who, by the way, are sometimes the criminals themselves, big corporations, you name it. And so it's really thrilling to me that there is a growing market of people in this country and across the world that get it. They finally get it. We don't have to explain it to them as much anymore, Brett, about how your privacy, your information is everything. You've got to protect it. And, you know, I have a feeling, I just get a sense that the founders and the framers of our Constitution really understood that, because they put it in as an amendment, right? Some 100%. They knew, and maybe it was the quartering of soldiers in their homes, maybe it was the intrusions of King George in a million different ways, but somehow they knew that even 250 years ago, that if governments and bad actors and people who would want to manipulate or coerce or you know, steal from people, they could get access to information. They could use that information against you. And that's why they put it in the Constitution. So clearly we've forgotten that. We haven't had enough of these discussions. And I love having them with you. So I hope you'll come back again in a few weeks and do another segment with me here on the Shannon Joy Show. You're the best. What else is going on with you before I let you go? What are you excited about? What are the other things that we can look forward to with these amazing companies? Really, it's a bunch. It's Galileo. It's Stat. You said Stat 123.
Sat123.com is our satellite affiliate company. But yeah, Connect to Mobile. We got all kinds of great deals on with the phones, the plans, all the different apps that we're working on with, like Galileo. That's what I'm doing right now.
I love
Satnews123.com. But if I can just close out, just let me remind people that in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and then God spoke. So your words are divine. And when you speak, it's a gift. And when God got mad at everyone, he took away their ability to communicate. So anyone that's trying to take away your ability to speak or communicate is the opposite of divine. And you should do everything in your power to oppose that.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Nice Tower of Babel reference there. Absolutely.
There you go.
Right? 100%. Yeah. I know where you're going with that. Uh-huh. Thank you so much to Brett Miller.
And thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it.
No, phone123.com, phone123.com, /joy. Don't forget to put the /joy because then they won't
/joy,
know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on
That's
now.
Right.
So phone123.com/joy. The website is amazing. They'll give you all the information that you need. There's a super easy 800 number. If you want to talk to a real human being, they will talk to you and get you set up. And I cannot wait to get my Connect to Mobile phone. It's in the mail right now. So I can't wait to get it out and show it to everyone.
Text me on the app when you get it on the privacy app.
It's going to be the new Joy business phone, right? That's what we do. All the business. All right, Perfect. My friend, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Shannon.
And we'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show. And we are back. That was a special sponsored segment from our friends over at Connecta Mobile, which really isn't even sponsored. Like, there is just so much. I am so obsessed with privacy. I remember back in the day when I started this program, we are live right here on the Shannon Joy Show. I see the live chat is heating up as well. Glenn Dean with some pretty cool comments. No, but I remember when I was starting my show like 10 years ago and realized it was in the coverage of Edward Snowden and the NSA and the establishment of the FISA courts and the sharing of really, really private information from phone companies like Verizon, AT&T, whatever, with the federal government. When I did my deep dive there and realized like how vulnerable we were in terms of privacy, I would talk to all my girlfriends and like my husband and my kids and all my family members and be like, can you believe this? And they would all say the same thing to me. They would be like, well, I'm not worried. I'm not doing anything illegal. And it was just so hard to get people 10 years ago to even care about the Fourth Amendment or privacy issues. And today it's totally different. Like, I think the entire country, even people who aren't completely awake or red pilled or even black pilled, are really aware of how dangerous it is when any corporation or governments have access to your private information. They can really use it against you. So I'm super thankful for Brett Miller. And I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Also, Connect to Mobile, they're amazing. Glenn, let me get some of your comments here on the live chat. You guys are awesome. Glenn Dean says, America has the same surveillance it's had through the Patriot Act and FISA Section 702. Not good. Thank you, George Bush, for getting rid of our Fourth Amendment. Right. And then, Glenn Dean, Donald Trump ignoring that. And then Donald Trump supporting and endorsing Mike Johnson, who has now completely backstabbed everyone on Section 702, the FISA Section 702. So it really is a bipartisan unibrow problem. And yeah, it's bad. It's just really bad. So Zen Woman says, if it's got Google on it, it's not private. Need to use non-Google phones that are based on Linux kernel open source platform. Zen Woman, that is way above my pay grade. I don't know what that means. But I do know, you know, I do know that right now I am in a uber secure privacy mode where I'm looking at everything. It's really hard to escape Google. I mean, you guys all know this. It's hard to escape Google. It's hard to escape the big platforms, but we should be trying to do that every day. Plumps is with us. Oh, you're new on the live chat. Hey, Plumps. Good morning, everyone. Well, it's afternoon now, Plumps, here in the Northeast, but maybe you're in the Midwest or the West Coast. They're 3 hours behind us here. So, yeah, it's very cool. All right, guys. That is it. I think we're going to close up the Shannon Joy Show for today. I want to thank all of you who have been with us all week on this platform. You're amazing. Make sure you go back and watch the entire interview this past Wednesday with Naomi Wolf. It was absolutely amazing. Fascinating conversation. We talked about abortion in depth, which we weren't planning on doing. She gave us an overview on the problem of geoengineering and weather modification that was brilliant. It was one of the smartest, I would say, 15 minutes that I spent with a person where she just laid out the whole thing in a really clear and easy way so you understand the scope of the spraying here in the U.S. And it was just a great conversation. So that was a highlight for this week, our conversation with Naomi Wolf. Obviously, she has done a fantastic job with Tucker Carlson. I'm going to encourage you guys to watch that as well. Next week, we have a big week we're working on. We have Dr. Shankara Chetty out of Africa. He's being persecuted. One of the medical doctors, he treated thousands of patients in the dark days of COVID. And we're going to bring in the African contingency. We have a couple people lined up. Their resistance against global intrusion, the World Health Organization, Gavi, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is absolutely critical. They've been battling these forces for 20 years. Right. And so these nations, these African nations are very important in the battle against 21st century human slavery at the hands of these global health fascists. And we're going to start the conversation with Dr. Shankara Chetty next week on the Shannon Joy Show. Also, we are looking at Dr. Asim Mohatra. He is the British doctor that stood up, spoke out against COVID vaccines, ringing the alarm bell about the dangers of the COVID vaccines, completely changed his position. He's amazing. He's been on the show before, but right now he's in Finland testifying in a first of its kind court hearing, putting the government on notice and corporations for crimes against humanity in the dark days of COVID-19 with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. Very, very important, groundbreaking case that he is working on right now and testifying in. We're going to have him in the Joy Virtual Studio next week. Also, Alex Newman is going to join us next week as well. We have a huge lineup. Alex is amazing. He has been, Alex was one of my regular guests 10 years ago when I was on a tiny little radio station in a cornfield in Avon, New York. That's where I started the Shannon Joy Show. And Alex and I have both grown in our careers. He's big time now. I think he's doing InfoWars. He's everywhere. And he's absolutely brilliant, totally gets it. You guys are going to love him if you don't already know him. So Alex Newman is going to be with us next week as well. Huge lineup. All right. So make sure you keep it tuned right here in the Shannon Joy Show. Make sure you follow the Shannon Joy Show right here on Rumble. Follow the show on Twitter. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, comments, and likes. You guys are amazing. And I couldn't do it without you. Also, huge shout out and thank you. Please remember our sponsors. Every day. It's how we keep the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. And we have the best. Colonial Metals Group. You can go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy to learn about buying physical gold and silver at any stage, right? Even if it's a little bit or a lot, but also investing in physical gold and silver through a Roth or a 401k. If you go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy, you can get all the information and see if you qualify for $10,000 in free silver and also a free safe. So this company is amazing. You're going to love Paul Stone. He's the CEO. You're going to meet him next week on the Shannon Joy Show. And of course, Connecta Mobile. You just met Brett Miller. Again, wonderful people, just wonderful people, wonderful companies. It's the parallel institutions that we need to support. And they also support the Shannon Joy Show as well. And of course, last but not least, we love Field of Greens. The collagen, the Radiance collagen product, I put in my coffee, also my smoothies. So hard to get enough servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I'm so busy. The kids never get them. And so I smuggle Field of Greens into their smoothies and I make it a regular part of my day with the Radiance collagen, which is one of my beauty secrets for beautiful hair, healthy skin, young looking nails, everything. It's all about the collagen. And Field of Greens has the best product. I've been using it forever. And that's why I'm so thrilled that they're coming on as a sponsor now again on the Shannon Joy Show. So fieldofgreens.com/joy. No, it's fieldofgreens.com. And the promo code is joy, J-O-Y, 15% off. Everything you order from Field of Greens. So 15% off the Field of Greens, the collagen products, everything from Brick House Nutrition. They also have really great athletic meal bars, protein bars, recovery powders, you name it. If it's about health and wellness, they have it at Field of Greens. So fieldofgreens.com, make sure you use that promo code J-O-Y. You guys are the best. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. C-Tiza, you have a great weekend. Zen Woman, you have a blessed weekend as well. Jacques Smith, 41, please have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay with your families, connect to your communities, connect with God, go to church, do whatever it is that you do. We will be back to keep an eye on everything, to be the watchman on the wall on Monday when we get back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thank you guys for everything.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.